A Brief History of Time. By Stephen Hawking. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking is a book that explores the mysteries of the universe. It is a scientific exploration of the origins of the universe, the nature of time, and the ultimate fate of the universe. Hawking explains the history of the universe from the Big Bang to the present day, and he discusses the theories of relativity, quantum mechanics, and thermodynamics. He also examines the possibility of time travel and the implications of a universe that is expanding. Hawking also discusses the possibility of a unified theory of everything, which would explain all the forces of nature in one equation. He also examines the implications of black holes and the possibility of a multiverse. Finally, Hawking discusses the implications of the universe for humanity, and the importance of understanding the universe in order to make the most of our lives. The book is written in an accessible style, and it is suitable for readers of all levels of scientific knowledge. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. It states that the universe was once in an extremely hot and dense state which expanded rapidly, and has since cooled by expanding to the present diluted state. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. It states that the universe was once in an extremely hot and dense state which expanded rapidly, and has since cooled by expanding to the present diluted state. According to the Big Bang Theory, the universe began as a single, infinitely dense point, or singularity, which suddenly exploded, sending matter and energy in all directions. This expansion continues today, and the universe is still cooling as it expands. The Big Bang Theory explains the origin of the universe, its composition, and its evolution over time. It also explains the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the abundance of elements in the universe. The Big Bang Theory is supported by a variety of observations, including the cosmic microwave background radiation, the abundance of light elements, and the redshift of distant galaxies. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin and evolution of the universe. It is based on the idea that the universe began from a single, infinitely dense point, and has been expanding ever since. This expansion is still ongoing, and the universe is still cooling as it expands. The Big Bang Theory is supported by a variety of observations, and is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 2. The expansion of the universe. The universe is expanding, and the rate of expansion is increasing. This is due to the fact that the universe is filled with a mysterious form of energy known as dark energy, which is causing the expansion to accelerate. The expansion of the universe is one of the most fascinating and mysterious phenomena in the cosmos. It is believed that the universe is filled with a mysterious form of energy known as dark energy, which is causing the expansion of the universe to accelerate. This means that the universe is not only expanding, but the rate of expansion is increasing. The implications of this are far-reaching. It means that the universe is not only growing in size, but it is also growing in complexity. As the universe expands, new galaxies, stars, and planets are formed, and the universe becomes more complex. This has implications for our understanding of the universe and its evolution. The expansion of the universe is an ongoing process, and it is likely that it will continue to accelerate. This means that the universe will continue to grow in size and complexity, and our understanding of it will continue to evolve. It is an exciting time to be alive, as we are witnessing the evolution of the universe in real time. Main idea number 3. The laws of physics. The laws of physics, which govern the behavior of matter and energy, are the same everywhere in the universe. This means that the same physical processes that occur on Earth can be used to explain the behavior of matter and energy in the universe as a whole. The laws of physics are the fundamental rules that govern the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. These laws are the same everywhere in the universe, meaning that the same physical processes that occur on Earth can be used to explain the behavior of matter and energy in the universe as a whole. This means that the same laws of physics that govern the behavior of matter and energy on Earth can be used to explain the behavior of matter and energy in the universe as a whole. The laws of physics are incredibly complex and can be difficult to understand. However, they are the foundation of all scientific knowledge and are essential for understanding the universe. By studying the laws of physics, scientists can gain insight into the behavior of matter and energy in the universe, and can use this knowledge to develop new technologies and make predictions about the future. The laws of physics are constantly being studied and refined as new discoveries are made. As our understanding of the universe grows, so too does our understanding of the laws of physics. By studying the laws of physics, we can gain a better understanding of the universe and how it works. Main idea number 4. The theory of relativity. The theory of relativity is a set of two theories of gravitation and motion developed by Albert Einstein. It states that space and time are relative, and that the laws of physics are the same in all inertial frames of reference. The theory of relativity is a set of two theories of gravitation and motion developed by Albert Einstein. It states that space and time are relative, and that the laws of physics are the same in all inertial frames of reference. This means that the laws of physics are the same for all observers, regardless of their relative motion. The two theories are the special theory of relativity and the general theory of relativity. The special theory of relativity was published in 1905 and states that the laws of physics are the same for all observers, regardless of their relative motion. It also states that the speed of light is constant in all inertial frames of reference. This means that the speed of light is the same for all observers, regardless of their relative motion. The general theory of relativity was published in 1915 and states that gravity is a consequence of the curvature of spacetime. It also states that the laws of physics are the same in all frames of reference, regardless of their relative motion. The theory of relativity has had a profound impact on our understanding of the universe. It has revolutionized our understanding of space, time, and gravity, and has led to the development of new technologies such as GPS and nuclear power. It has also led to the development of new theories such as quantum mechanics and string theory. Main idea number 5. Black holes. Black holes are regions of spacetime where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape from them. They are formed when a massive star collapses under its own gravity, and can be detected by their gravitational pull on nearby objects. Black holes are some of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe. They are regions of spacetime where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape from them. They are formed when a massive star collapses under its own gravity, and can be detected by their gravitational pull on nearby objects. Black holes are incredibly dense, with a mass that can be millions or even billions of times that of the Sun. They can be found in the centers of galaxies, and are thought to be the engines that power quasars and other active galactic nuclei. They can also be found in binary star systems, where two stars orbit each other and one of them eventually collapses into a black hole. Black holes are fascinating objects to study, as they provide a unique window into the physics of the universe. They can be used to test theories of gravity, and to study the behavior of matter under extreme conditions. They also provide a way to explore the mysteries of the early universe, as they are thought to have formed shortly after the Big Bang. Main idea number 6. Quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is the branch of physics that deals with the behavior of matter and energy at the atomic and subatomic level. It states that particles can exist in multiple states at the same time, and that the behavior of particles is unpredictable and probabilistic. Quantum mechanics is a fascinating and complex branch of physics that deals with the behavior of matter and energy at the atomic and subatomic level. It states that particles can exist in multiple states at the same time, and that the behavior of particles is unpredictable and probabilistic. This means that the behavior of particles cannot be predicted with certainty, but instead can only be described in terms of probabilities. This is in contrast to classical mechanics, which states that particles can only exist in one state at a time and that their behavior is predictable and deterministic. Quantum mechanics has revolutionized our understanding of the universe, and has led to the development of many technologies such as lasers, transistors, and computers. It has also been used to explain phenomena such as superconductivity, quantum entanglement, and the behavior of black holes. Quantum mechanics has been used to develop theories such as quantum field theory, which is used to describe the behavior of particles in the universe. Quantum mechanics is an incredibly powerful tool for understanding the behavior of matter and energy at the atomic and subatomic level. It has revolutionized our understanding of the universe and has led to the development of many technologies. It is an essential part of modern physics and will continue to be an important part of our understanding of the universe for many years to come. Main idea number 7. The uncertainty principle. The uncertainty principle states that it is impossible to measure both the position and momentum of a particle simultaneously with perfect accuracy. This means that the behavior of particles at the quantum level is inherently unpredictable. The uncertainty principle, also known as the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, is a fundamental concept in quantum mechanics. It states that it is impossible to measure both the position and momentum of a particle simultaneously with perfect accuracy. This means that the behavior of particles at the quantum level is inherently unpredictable. The uncertainty principle has far-reaching implications for our understanding of the universe. It implies that the universe is fundamentally probabilistic in nature, and that the behavior of particles at the quantum level is fundamentally unpredictable. This has led to the development of a new branch of physics known as quantum mechanics, which deals with the behavior of particles at the quantum level. The uncertainty principle has also been used to explain phenomena such as wave-particle duality, the tunneling effect, and the behavior of particles in a vacuum. It has also been used to explain the behavior of black holes and other exotic objects in the universe. The uncertainty principle is one of the most important concepts in modern physics, and it has revolutionized our understanding of the universe. It has opened up a new realm of possibilities for scientists to explore, and it has helped to shape our understanding of the universe in profound ways. Main idea number 8. The arrow of time. The arrow of time is the direction of time in which events occur in the order of past to present to future. It is caused by the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling, and that entropy is increasing over time. The arrow of time is an important concept in physics and cosmology. It is the direction of time in which events occur in the order of past to present to future. This concept is caused by the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling, and that entropy is increasing over time. This means that the universe is becoming more disordered and chaotic as time passes, and that the future is always uncertain. The arrow of time is an important concept in understanding the universe and its evolution. It is the basis for the second law of thermodynamics, which states that entropy always increases over time. This means that the universe is becoming more disordered and chaotic as time passes, and that the future is always uncertain. It also means that the universe is heading towards a state of maximum entropy, or maximum disorder. The arrow of time is an important concept in understanding the universe and its evolution. It is the basis for the second law of thermodynamics, which states that entropy always increases over time. This means that the universe is becoming more disordered and chaotic as time passes, and that the future is always uncertain. It also means that the universe is heading towards a state of maximum entropy, or maximum disorder. This is known as the heat death of the universe, where all energy is evenly distributed and no further work can be done. The arrow of time is an important concept in understanding the universe and its evolution. It is the basis for the second law of thermodynamics, which states that entropy always increases over time. This means that the universe is becoming more disordered and chaotic as time passes, and that the future is always uncertain. It also means that the universe is heading towards a state of maximum entropy, or maximum disorder. This is known as the heat death of the universe, where all energy is evenly distributed and no further work can be done. This is the ultimate fate of the universe, and it is an inevitable consequence of the arrow of time. Main idea number 9. The origin of the universe. The origin of the universe is still unknown, but there are several theories that attempt to explain it. These include the Big Bang theory, the steady state theory, and the inflationary universe theory. The origin of the universe is still unknown, but there are several theories that attempt to explain it. The most widely accepted theory is the Big Bang theory, which states that the universe began from a single, infinitely dense point, or singularity, about 13.8 billion years ago. This singularity then expanded rapidly, creating the universe as we know it today. The steady state theory proposes that the universe has always existed in a state of equilibrium, with matter being continuously created to replace matter that is lost due to the expansion of the universe. This theory has been largely discredited due to the discovery of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is evidence of the Big Bang. The inflationary universe theory is an extension of the Big Bang theory. It states that the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion shortly after the Big Bang, which allowed it to reach its current size. This theory is supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which show that the universe is very uniform in temperature and density. Despite the theories that attempt to explain the origin of the universe, the exact cause of the Big Bang remains a mystery. Scientists continue to search for answers, and the debate over the origin of the universe is likely to continue for many years to come. Main idea number 10. The end of the universe. The end of the universe is still unknown, but there are several theories that attempt to explain it. These include the Big Crunch theory, the heat death theory, and the Big Rip theory. The end of the universe is still unknown, but there are several theories that attempt to explain it. The Big Crunch theory suggests that the universe will eventually collapse in on itself, resulting in a single point of infinite density in temperature. The heat death theory suggests that the universe will eventually reach a state of maximum entropy, where all energy is evenly distributed and no further work can be done. Finally, the Big Rip theory suggests that the universe will eventually be torn apart by the expansion of dark energy. In his book A Brief History of Time, Stephen Hawking discusses these theories in detail. He explains that the Big Crunch theory is the most widely accepted, but that the heat death theory is also a possibility. He also notes that the Big Rip theory is the least likely, but that it is still a possibility. Hawking concludes that the ultimate fate of the universe is still unknown, and that further research is needed to determine which of these theories is correct. Main idea number 11. The nature of time. Time is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the arrow of time, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Time is a mysterious concept that has puzzled scientists and philosophers for centuries. It is a fundamental concept in physics, yet its exact nature remains elusive. It is believed to be related to the arrow of time, which is the direction of time's flow from the past to the future. This arrow of time is thought to be linked to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling, and that entropy is increasing. Time is also thought to be related to the laws of physics, which govern the behavior of matter and energy. These laws are believed to be the same throughout the universe, and they are thought to be responsible for the structure and evolution of the universe. Time is also thought to be related to the concept of causality, which states that events in the past can cause events in the future. Time is a complex concept, and its exact nature is still unknown. However, it is clear that it is an essential part of the universe, and that it plays a crucial role in the evolution of the universe. It is also clear that time is a fundamental concept in physics, and that it is related to the arrow of time, the laws of physics, and the concept of causality. Main idea number 12. The nature of space. Space is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the curvature of spacetime, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Space is a mysterious and fascinating concept. It is the backdrop of our universe, and yet its exact nature is still unknown. Scientists believe that space is related to the curvature of spacetime, which is the result of the universe's expansion and cooling. This curvature is responsible for the gravitational force that binds the universe together. Space is also believed to be the source of the mysterious dark energy that is causing the universe to expand at an ever-increasing rate. This dark energy is thought to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe, and its exact nature is still a mystery. Space is also believed to be the source of the mysterious dark matter that makes up most of the universe. Dark matter is believed to be responsible for the gravitational force that binds galaxies together, and its exact nature is still unknown. Space is an essential part of our universe, and yet its exact nature is still a mystery. Scientists are still trying to understand the nature of space and its relationship to the universe, and the answers they find may help us to better understand the universe and our place in it. Main idea number 13. The nature of matter. Matter is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Matter is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. At the quantum level, particles interact with each other in ways that are not fully understood, and this interaction is thought to be the source of matter. The behavior of particles at the quantum level is governed by the laws of quantum mechanics, which are still being studied and refined. The expansion and cooling of the universe is also thought to be related to the nature of matter. As the universe expands, it cools, and this cooling causes particles to form into atoms and molecules. These atoms and molecules are the building blocks of matter, and they interact with each other in ways that are still being studied. The behavior of these particles is also governed by the laws of quantum mechanics. The nature of matter is an ongoing area of research, and scientists are still trying to understand how particles interact at the quantum level and how the universe is expanding and cooling. As our understanding of these phenomena increases, we may be able to gain a better understanding of the nature of matter and its role in the universe. Main idea number 14. The nature of energy. Energy is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Energy is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. At the quantum level, particles can exist in multiple states at the same time, and energy is the force that causes them to transition between these states. This energy is also responsible for the expansion of the universe, as it is constantly being released in the form of heat and light. The nature of energy is also closely linked to the laws of thermodynamics. These laws describe how energy is conserved and how it can be converted from one form to another. For example, energy can be converted from heat to mechanical energy, or from electrical energy to light. The laws of thermodynamics also explain why energy is always lost in the form of heat, and why it is impossible to create energy from nothing. The nature of energy is also closely related to the concept of entropy. Entropy is a measure of the disorder in a system, and it increases as energy is converted from one form to another. This means that energy is always dissipating, and that it is impossible to create a perpetual motion machine. Entropy also explains why the universe is cooling, as energy is constantly being lost in the form of heat. The nature of energy is still a mystery, but it is clear that it is an essential part of the universe. It is responsible for the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and for the expansion and cooling of the universe. It is also closely linked to the laws of thermodynamics and the concept of entropy, and it is constantly being lost in the form of heat. Main idea number 15. The nature of gravity. Gravity is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the curvature of spacetime, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Gravity is one of the most fundamental forces in the universe, yet its exact nature is still a mystery. It is believed to be related to the curvature of spacetime, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. This means that gravity affects the motion of objects in the universe, and is responsible for the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets. The theory of general relativity, developed by Albert Einstein in 1915, explains how gravity works. According to this theory, gravity is caused by the curvature of spacetime, which is caused by the presence of mass. This means that the more mass an object has, the more gravity it will exert on other objects. This explains why the Earth is able to hold us on its surface, and why the Sun is able to keep the planets in orbit. Gravity is also responsible for the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets. As the universe expands and cools, matter is drawn together by gravity, forming large structures such as galaxies and stars. These structures then form planets, which are held in orbit around the stars by their own gravity. Gravity is an incredibly powerful force, and it is responsible for many of the phenomena we observe in the universe. It is also one of the most mysterious forces, and its exact nature is still not fully understood. However, by studying the effects of gravity, scientists are able to gain a better understanding of the universe and its workings. Main idea number 16. The nature of light. Light is a fundamental concept in physics, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Light is a mysterious phenomenon that has puzzled scientists for centuries. It is a form of energy that travels in waves, and is made up of tiny particles called photons. Light is essential for life on Earth, as it provides the energy needed for photosynthesis and other biological processes. It is also the source of the electromagnetic spectrum, which includes visible light, radio waves, microwaves, and X-rays. Light is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level. At this level, particles can behave both as particles and as waves, and this dual nature is thought to be responsible for the behavior of light. It is also believed that the universe is expanding and cooling, and this is thought to be related to the nature of light. Light is a fascinating phenomenon, and its exact nature is still not fully understood. Scientists are continuing to study it in order to gain a better understanding of its behavior and its role in the universe. Main idea number 17. The nature of dark matter. Dark matter is a mysterious form of matter that makes up most of the mass of the universe, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Dark matter is a mysterious form of matter that makes up most of the mass of the universe, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Scientists have proposed a variety of theories to explain the nature of dark matter, including the idea that it is composed of particles that interact only weakly with ordinary matter, or that it is composed of particles that interact only through gravity. The evidence for dark matter comes from observations of the motion of galaxies and the structure of the universe on large scales. These observations suggest that there is more mass in the universe than can be accounted for by the visible matter that we can observe. This extra mass is believed to be dark matter, which does not interact with light and is therefore invisible. The search for dark matter is ongoing, and scientists are exploring a variety of possibilities. One possibility is that dark matter is composed of particles called WIMPs, weakly interacting massive particles. These particles interact only weakly with ordinary matter, and so are difficult to detect. Another possibility is that dark matter is composed of particles called axions, which interact only through gravity. The nature of dark matter is still a mystery, but scientists are continuing to search for answers. By studying the behavior of galaxies and the structure of the universe on large scales, they hope to gain a better understanding of the mysterious dark matter that makes up most of the mass of the universe. Main idea number 18. The nature of dark energy. Dark energy is a mysterious form of energy that is causing the universe to expand at an accelerating rate, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Dark energy is a mysterious form of energy that is causing the universe to expand at an accelerating rate, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. Scientists have proposed several theories to explain dark energy, including the cosmological constant, a form of energy that is constant throughout space and time, and the scalar field, a field of energy that is constantly changing in strength and direction. The cosmological constant is a form of energy that is constant throughout space and time, and is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. It is thought to be related to the vacuum energy, which is the energy of empty space. The scalar field is a field of energy that is constantly changing in strength and direction, and is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. The nature of dark energy is still a mystery, and scientists are still trying to understand its properties and effects. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. It is also believed to be related to the vacuum energy, which is the energy of empty space. The study of dark energy is an important part of modern cosmology, and scientists are continuing to search for answers to the questions surrounding its nature. As more is learned about dark energy, it is hoped that a better understanding of the universe and its evolution can be gained. Main idea number 19. The nature of the universe. The universe is a vast and complex system, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. The nature of the universe is a mystery that has puzzled scientists and philosophers for centuries. It is believed to be composed of matter and energy, and to be governed by the laws of physics. The universe is also believed to be expanding and cooling, and to be composed of billions of galaxies, each containing billions of stars. At the quantum level, the behavior of particles is unpredictable and mysterious. This has led to the development of quantum mechanics, which attempts to explain the behavior of particles on the smallest scales. This has also led to the development of theories such as string theory, which attempts to explain the behavior of particles on the largest scales. The exact nature of the universe is still unknown, but scientists and philosophers continue to explore its mysteries. It is believed that the universe is composed of multiple dimensions, and that the laws of physics may be different in each of these dimensions. It is also believed that the universe is infinite, and that it may contain other universes beyond our own. The nature of the universe is a fascinating and complex subject, and one that will likely continue to be studied for many years to come. As our understanding of the universe grows, so too will our appreciation for its beauty and complexity. Main idea number 20. The nature of life. Life is a complex phenomenon, but its exact nature is still unknown. It is believed to be related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. The nature of life is a complex and mysterious phenomenon. Scientists have long sought to understand the exact nature of life, but the answer remains elusive. It is believed that life is related to the behavior of particles at the quantum level, and to the fact that the universe is expanding and cooling. This suggests that life is a product of the laws of physics, and that it is an emergent phenomenon that arises from the interactions of matter and energy. The complexity of life is further compounded by the fact that it is constantly evolving and adapting to its environment. Life is a dynamic process, and its evolution is driven by natural selection and other evolutionary forces. This means that life is constantly changing and adapting to its environment, and that it is capable of producing new and unique forms of life. The nature of life is a fascinating and complex subject, and it is one that has been studied by scientists for centuries. While the exact nature of life remains a mystery, it is clear that it is an incredibly complex and dynamic phenomenon that is constantly evolving and adapting to its environment.